It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for MLive.com, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants.
It's a nerdy job, but someone has to do it.
That's a snippet from the first ad in the 2014 gubernatorial campaign. It was dropped by the Snyder campaign. Ken, is it really fair to call this a campaign yet? Snyder still hasn't said he plans to run for re-election. Why the coyness?
Oh, yeah, we're in campaign mode here, and we're in campaign season. Democrat candidate has announced. And I think this is, although some people have said this is kind of early, I think it's all about trying to define your record before someone else does. And if you have the financial resources to do it, there's no reason why he wouldn't start right now.
Susan, Mark Schauer is running on the Democratic side in the governor's race. What are you starting to see and hear from his campaign?
Well, Mark Schauer announced that he was running back in the spring. So, you know, we've known who the likely Democratic nominee has been for some time. You know, the Democratic Governors Association has released some web-based materials in support of his campaign, but so far nobody's spending any real money.
I don't expect either of you to try to call the race, but I want to know what kind of messaging we should expect to hear from whoever's running for governor on the Republican ticket, and maybe how Mark Schauer may try to counter that. Ken, I'll start with you.
Oh, I think this is going to be all about the Snyder record, and the governor's going to position himself as coming in when the state was basically broken and beginning to fix it. You know, you hear the observation that, you know, it's wasting money early on. You should husband your resources until late. But if you have a lot of financial resources, as Rick Snyder does and will have, there's no reason why you shouldn't do exactly what he's doing. That's trying to define your record before Mark Schauer gets a chance to do it, because the campaign will be about the last 4 years and what Snyder has done.
Susan, what do you think Democrats are going to say about that Republican record?
Oh, I think they've already made it clear that they, you know, how they're going to campaign against it, that Rick Snyder has not pulled us out of the economic doldrums. Unemployment is going up again. And what Rick Snyder has done has been quite different than what he campaigned on, you know, signing anti-abortion legislation and signing Right to Work.
Over the weekend, Republicans gathered on Mackinac Island for the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference. One of the things we were watching, we talked about this last week, was a challenge to Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly's place on the gubernatorial ticket for 2014. And he was being challenged by Tea Party Republican Wes Nakagiri. Ken, did that challenge play out on the island?
I think the real story from the Republican conference on Mackinac Island is the failure, I guess, of the Tea Party. I mean, they had actually promised that they were going to announce a challenger to Rick Snyder, and that didn't even materialize at all. And a straw poll was done on the lieutenant governor's race up at the island, and Brian Kelly blew his opponent away on the straw poll. And I think you're seeing that in other political venues, if you will. The Tea Party is starting to be challenged by other Republicans. And at least on Mackinac Island, the Tea Party didn't fare very well.
So, Susan, is this exactly what Ken is saying? The Tea Party in Michigan isn't as strong of a political force in Michigan as they may want to be. Or is this just a time when the Republican Party wants to show a united front?
Well, you know, I think that the nature of the Republican Mackinac Conference is that it's a very chummy and clubby affair. And it's, you know, for people who have long been part of the party, and it's the establishment, so to speak. Now, where Brian Kelly is going to face off against Wes Nakagiri is at a Republican convention next year, where it all comes down to who has the delegates. And Tea Party activists have long gone for those delegate slots. And we'll see if they're successful. And if they are, that's a very different ballgame than what we saw up on Mackinac.
Susan Demas is a columnist for MLive.com, and Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.